This is not the time to give yourself a raise. It is time to invest. Investing for retirement in the context of a total money makeover doesn't necessarily mean investing to quit your job. If you hate your career path, change it. You should do something with your life that lights your fire and lets you use your gifts. Retirement in America has come to mean save enough money so I can quit the job I hate. That is a bad life plan. Harold Fisher is 100 years old. He works 5 days a week at the architectural firm he founded. Mr. Fisher doesn't work because he needs money. He works because he finds joy in what he does. He is a designer of churches. His favorite saying is, "People who retire early die early." Harold Fisher is financially secure and able to do what he wants, and that defines retirement the total money makeover way. When I speak of retirement, I think of security. Security means choices. That's why I think retirement means work is an option. You can choose to write a book, to design churches, or to spend time with your grandkids. You need to reach the point where your money works harder than you do. A total money makeover retirement plan means investing with the goal of security. You already possess the ability to quit your job, and if you don't like your work, you should consider doing that. If not today, develop a 5-year game plan for transitioning into what God designed you to do. However, don't wait until you're 65 to do what you love. That said, the money part does matter. You want to reach your golden years with financial dignity, and that will happen only with a plan. USA Today reported recently that 56% of Americans do not systematically prepare for retirement age by investing. Consumer Federation of America found that of people making less than $35,000 per year, 40% said the best way for them to have $500,000 at retirement age is to win the lotto. Wealth Builder magazine's poll found 80% of Americans believe their standard of living will go up at retirement. Talk about living in a fantasy. The reality is much colder. USA Today reports that out of 100 people age 65, 97 of them can't write a check for $600. 54 are still working and 3 are financially secure. Bankruptcies among those 65 and older have gone up 164% in the last 8 years. Getting older is going to happen. You must invest now if you want to spend your golden years in dignity. Investing with the long-term goal of security is not a theory to ponder. It is a necessity that you must act on now. Baby step 4, invest 15% of your income into retirement.